Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. I've got a couple comments based on some of the things that Rich Sheehan has been saying. So here's some facts. In 1990, this relates to Jumpin' Joe the Plagiarist. In 1994, the average gun-owning household had 4.1. We'll call them guns. Okay. That'd be rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. 11 years later, 2005, that number was 8.1. So in 2005, the average American household had 8.1. We'll call them guns. Currently, the estimate is that in American hands are between 412 and 660 million guns. Those are in, you know, the villagers' hands. Jumpin' Joe, the plagiarist, has stated that he wants to enforce rules under the National Firearms Act of 1934. Which he will charge, his administration will charge a gun tax. If you have a magazine over 10 rounds, either you will sell it to the government, or you will destroy it, or you will pay a $200 fee for it. And I believe that's every year. So for the average gun-owning household in the United States as of 2005, that would be over $1,600 a year in additional tax just for the privilege of keeping the property that you've already bought. When you think of that neighbor who has the Jumpin' Joe, I'm for the plagiarist sign on his front yard, or had it, think about that. Think about what your neighbor just did to you. What is that neighbor going to say? Oh, I didn't mean it. I didn't know. I didn't know that Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist was going to do that. They want to have you register your guns. And the first thing that happens is registration. The second thing that happens is confiscation. Jumpin' Joe wants to prevent internet sales of ammunition. He wants to prevent you from owning a modern rifle, like an AR-15, that has the capability of having more than 10 rounds in it. I suggest that you consider, if you don't have a means of protecting yourself, that you consider doing that. And in many states, you do not have to go to the state and say, would it be okay, please, may I have your permission to buy a rifle, a pistol, or a shotgun? In many states, you can buy it privately from an individual, and you don't have to tell anybody. In many states, look it up. Look it up in your state. Here in the corrupt state of Missouri, we still have the permission of the state to go to a yard sale, a garage sale, and buy a refrigerator. or a used bowling ball, or a pair of pliers, or a rifle, pistol, or shotgun, or ammunition, or a holster, or a scope for the rifle, or targets, any of those things. You ought to check your corrupt state and see if your state government allows you your right to buy personal property from someone else, like a gun, which is a rifle, pistol, or revolver, or shotgun. Rich Eben, I just wanted to make that comment, and I have a reading assignment for our class. Class, as we go down the drain, I'd like you to consider buying a book or reading a book called The Long Emergency. The Long Emergency. James Howard Kunstler. It's available on eBay for a little over $4. Shipped. It's about how we got into this mess. It's about how cheap energy, cheap fossil fuel, if you want to call it that, was available. And we built our economy, we built our infrastructure, and we're running out. Believe it or not, we are. And what's going to happen, because we are forced, these global systems are going to be forced to change radically very quickly. And you can see it happening. You heard the top of the hour news that GM announced that they are supporting electrical vehicle production. That is going to limit where you can go. Unless you have your own recharging station with your own electricity, you're going to have some problems getting from point A to point B. And this is going to unfold like this. Gas stations are going to start disappearing. Automobile replacement parts are going to start disappearing. Heck, why do you need those replacement parts since we're not making gas-powered or diesel-powered vehicles anymore? You're going to be forced into driving a little personal transportation device. You know, the equivalent of a smart car. Something like that. You won't be able to take plywood home. You won't be able to take 2x4s home. You won't be able to do those do-it-yourself projects. You'll have to have your washer and dryer delivered. No need to buy a ladder. Certainly can't take it home on a little smart car, right? Think about it. That's where we're headed. And these captains of industry are all lining up to control us. Rich Eben.
Well, thank you, Vince. And since you mentioned Jumpin' Joe, there's additional information that has recently come out regarding troubling connection between Hunter Biden's business associates, remember his laptop from hell, and the Russian government, as well as millions of dollars transferred from CCP-linked Chinese entity to a Biden business associate who allegedly leveraged his relationship with the former vice president's family, according to the Washington Examiner. These new records confirm the connections between the Biden family and the communist Chinese government, as well as the links between Hunter Biden's business associates and the Russian government, and further support the committee's September 23, 2020 report findings that such relationships created counterintelligence and extortion concerns, wrote the senators in a 5-page report, which included 65 pages of evidence. So for you taxpayers, a.k.a. useful idiots, who have been believing all this Russia-China collusion from President Trump, remember I've said this a gazillion times with a gazillion pieces of evidence. Everything they say you did, they did. Everything that they're convincing the public that you had done, they have already done. Everything is opposite. And that's why I mentioned the Bitterman Report. That's why I mentioned Marx and Alinsky and Cloward and Piven and the Frankfurt School. That's how they do it. So I hardly have a lot of time, but I'm just going to mention all the things I've been digging up, all the points to be made in articles regarding election fraud. Now, keep in mind, folks, in the swing states that are in jeopardy right now of any validity regarding our election system, there's more votes than voters. Okay, same ratio of additions to Biden votes and Trump deletions in multiple states. I mean, this is It's you got to ask yourself, when you look at this corrupt, unworthy, unreliable process, how can 14 million people in this country not make rent while the top 0.1% has more wealth than the bottom 80% of American adults? This is what I've been doing for 9 years on radio. I've been trying to give you evidence to show that it's not about equality, fairness, tolerance, and diversity. It's about moving the money and redistributing wealth from the bottom 93% to the top few percent. And that's why they're getting away with all this illegal stuff. This is why I talk about laws of access. How can we have all these anomalies, abnormalities, irregularities, and I'm using air quotes, no signatures matching, no transparency, glitches, increased ballot anomalies, dead people voting, double voting, multiple states voting, thousands of voters with the same address, ballot stuffing, poll watchers, Republicans being turned away, unsealed ballots, literally shredder trucks being caught on video, leaving Georgia election headquarters, intimidation, dirty vote rolls. I mean, in some of these districts, I mean, literally double the amount of people who voted that are registered, and their best defense is come on, man, and all in favor of Joe Biden votes? Come on, people. We're not buying this. Okay, next point. Red wave possible with 2022 midterms. I'm sorry, folks. That's fraud. We have, if we lose this election with all the evidence that have been brought forth, forget about any voting reliability or worthiness or lack of corruption. It's all going to be illegal glitches. It's all going to be conspiracy theories. This is it. From here, it's all downhill if we let this go. Next. Georgia, numerous boxes of perfectly printed off ballots that were 100% Biden. Yes, I said 100%. And I'm shortcutting everything because of time, and that's the way it has to go. We the people have to verify all this. Don't believe a word I say. You have to read and research. Next, Trump finds 3,039 more Georgia votes after 5,300-plus in 2 days were not tabulated from memory cards. Next, remaining $1.3 billion of coronavirus cash to prop up Pennsylvania state budget rather than helping ailing industries. See, they want to get rid of commerce, especially small and medium-sized business. The coronavirus cash, they just use that for legislative purposes, and then the money goes to basically the government workers' pensions, their paychecks, their benefit package, which is on average 20 times higher than the private sector. In other words, they've been bribed in order to vote Democrat, which 90% of them do. The only exception is the people who put their lives on the line, police, firefighters, and combat soldiers. Those are the exceptions. Next, reporter Victor J., 8 of 9 ballots went through no signature verification, which has been built up as this infallible security measure had an 89% failure rate. Next, Dominion Voting Systems Thursday night abrupted backed out of attending a fact-finding hearing that was set for Friday morning with the Pennsylvania House state government. That Dominion backed out.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last. And receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, today is Tuesday. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Gwyneth will be with me, live from Australia. Thursday, Rich and I will be back. That's Thanksgiving. And what we normally do is check with our engineer. Jason plans to be at GCN Engineering on Thursday, Thanksgiving, anyway. So because he's going to be there, we'll be there. Now, normally what we do is we leave it up to the engineer. If the engineer has family plans and you know, to spend the holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, etc., with family, and if the engineer is going to be off, then we do not want to impose. So we will do a rerun. But Jason will be live with us on Thursday. He planned on being at GCN, so we'll be live on Thursday. Friday, it's just me. Tips from the book. And my question to you, class, is has USA Prepares helped you in any way at all? If so, I'd love to hear, because I don't know how much I've accomplished. I don't think very much. So if you have been helped by USA Prepares, I'd love to hear about it. And if you haven't, you may call in as well. And that telephone number on Friday and Thursday is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Back to Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vince. Okay, I'm just going to go on with more evidence of voter fraud. The State Government Committee Chair Seth Groves said regarding Pennsylvania, today I am saddened, I'm reading his quote, to report to the taxpayers of Pennsylvania and the 1.3 million voters who trusted Dominion voting system with their ballots. That Dominion voting systems has hung you out to dry and slapped you in the face because they just left. They didn't come. It's an admission to guilt is what it is. Next, there are hundreds of irregularities on videos like the one from the New York Times feeds from Pennsylvania on November 4th, particularly vote ratios which are being transferred from random sets of seized precincts throughout the day. I'm just going to have to shortcut my shortcuts because I'm running out of time. Now, regarding Dominion equipment, folks, there's at least 10 ways to hack the Dominion equipment. It's very easy to do. And there's five counties, basically, that use what's called a drop-and-roll technique, okay? And it was basically the counties that include Atlanta, Philadelphia, Milwaukee, Detroit, and Phoenix. So what they did is, in short, is they stopped counting to see how many votes they needed to drop regarding the ballots to create a lead. And then a new batch was put in to fix or roll a certain number via software to keep the lead up. So this software, they're the so-called people who know something about this and the whistleblowers, they're saying this could, our vote could have been literally fixed and fraud since 2012. And just so you know, there's 29 states using this software. That should get your blood boiling. Next, during a particular period of time, while a precinct is selected, it gives Trump an exact number of votes and gives Biden a minimum number of votes and then splits the small remainder to the third party or to Biden. And that's why Joe Jay got a lot of extra votes as the Libertarian Party, because they took a lot of those Trump votes and put them there. Next, legal team has evidence of 7 million votes stolen from Donald Trump. 10 million illegal votes cast for Biden, several million votes cast by dead people, photos of the checks proving people were paid, and many witnesses today are needing federal witness protection. Next, I wish we can talk about this in detail. I don't have time. I apologize. Next, from Nevada's own election site, total ballots cast over 1.3 million. Total presidential election votes, 1.4 and change million. That means there are almost 78,000 more votes in the presidential election than are casted ballots in Nevada. And Biden only has a 33,000 margin lead currently. Folks, you've been taken, you've been duped, you've been conned, you've been played. And I'm going to come back with more evidence after this break.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The General Services Administration formally recognized Joe Biden as the apparent winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Trump agreed to help the GSA with the transition, but did not concede the election and vowed to continue to fight in court. 54% of Americans do not want their state to lock down, despite a surge in COVID-19 cases. That's according to a new Harvard poll of 2,205 registered voters and was conducted in mid-November. A federal appeals court ruled Monday that Texas and Louisiana can cut off Medicaid funding to Planned Parenthood clinics. The ruling was handed down by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans and is likely to go next to the United States Supreme Court. General Motors is recalling 7 million pickups and SUVs worldwide. The recall centers on a defect in airbags made by Takata, spraying shrapnel throughout the vehicle. In addition to the deaths, other drivers or passengers have been blinded and maimed. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Monday Night Football, the L.A. Rams went into Tampa Bay and took out a win 27-24. Buccaneers quarterback Tom Brady says the Rams defense did a good job preventing the long throws.
They did a good job preventing them. You know, they kind of play a defense that, you know, makes it tough to hit them. They're not impossible to hit, but they're tight. Guys did a good job running them. Got a couple shots, but in the end didn't come up with any.
Tom says the defense did well. It was the offense that sputtered.
Tonight was very inefficient. Did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great. Kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just didn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances. So got to get them fixed.
Bucks head coach Bruce Arians talks inconsistencies.
Still trying to figure that out. I mean, at times we look really, really good. And then there are times when we obviously don't. I felt very, very comfortable in the two-minute drive until that throw. We made some plays, and obviously we didn't make enough in this ball game, offensive, defense, or special teams, to win.
Tom had two interceptions on the night.
The first one, he got hit. He got hit. It looked like I had Chris going right down the middle, and stepped up and just didn't get enough on it with the pressure. And the last one was just a misread of the coverage.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
Keep
it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, and the sports coverage seems to be increasing. Like what you just heard in the sports news, just at the bottom of the hour. And they might as well have said, well, we're doing a great job and we could do better. Well, we'll continue our efforts to work with our strengths and our weaknesses, and we are confident that we are confident. They might as well have just said that. Rich Even, back to you.
Well, thank you, Vince. And basically, that's what was the longest part of the commercial or the news, was the football thing. Bread and circus, folks. Bread and circus, part of the distractions and the diversions. Now, when they talked about the GSA chief certifying the elections, what they didn't tell you is that the GSA chief, Emily Murphy, had threats to her life, her family, and her pets. And I read the article, and I have it right in front of me. That's right. See, this is what they don't tell you. And by the way, Gateway Pundit, InfoWars, they have many, many video testimony and signed affidavits of voter and election fraud. You have been taken. You haven't. You are in the middle of having your country and your right and your vote and your birthright taken from you right now, lifetime history. Next, a national security source confirmed to me that a piece of hardware had been secured from Germany. Sidney Powell confirms the U.S. military seized skill services in Germany. Sidney Powell adds she has reasonable concern or certain both John James and Doug Collins actually won their respective races but were cheated out of their seats too. Now, we're hoping that the good guys did get these servers and not the bad guys. And I haven't gotten 100% confirmation, but who's good and who's bad? Is it the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, people who were paid by us, taxpayers? Please. Traitors. Next. I feel the need to point out again that our voting system is vulnerable to attack. Citizens of 13 states will be voting in the midterms on insecure, obsolete, hackable, paperless voting machines that can be recounted. You know who that quote is from? Alyssa Milano. Well, we need to have voter ID with paper trackable receipts. We need to null and void this whole election. We need to take 1 month. We can easily do it. Take 1 month for everybody to prove that they're citizens. They get voter IDs, and then we re-vote again because this whole system, this makes America a big fraud. Next, Georgia bombshell analysis. Biden takes a minimum of 98% of almost 24,000 votes. Oh, by the way, did you hear about the shredder trucks leaving the voter headquarters? Oh, yeah, I mentioned that already. 70% of Wayne County, Detroit, there were phantom voters. There were more votes than registered voters. And this is a swing state phenomenon. Watch, and by the way, for those of you who haven't watched the training video on voter fraud, on how to steal the Detroit, Michigan, it was shown to ballot counters. I am not kidding you. There's a training video, and I think I've mentioned this before, but you have to listen to it. You have to watch it. It's unbelievable. In fact, I think it's just audio. Next, in Pennsylvania, 23 mail-in ballots have a return date earlier than the date set. Another 35,000 were returned the same day, and that they were sent, and 51,000 were returned a day after they were set. Next, city of Detroit workers swear she witnessed thousands of ballots being falsified. Of all the sworn statements to date, career civil servant Jesse Jacob of Detroit provided the most sweeping claim of election fraud. She, and by the way, there's many hundreds of these affidavits now, personally witnessed and in some cases was instructed to backdate thousands of absentee ballots the day after the election to make them appear legal, even though they were not qualified voter file and had not arrived by the deadline. And she estimates this was done to thousands of ballots in a sworn statement. That means she's putting her life on the line to go to prison under perjury. Next, Dominion voting systems. Dominion caught red-handed giving blocks of votes to Biden in different precincts, the same number, same proportion, at exact same time in ratios, sometimes as high as 104-3, many times. Next, China Daily, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party Propaganda Department. Wall Street Journal, $85,000 received from China. L.A. Times, $340,000. And other U.S. papers for even advertising campaigns in the millions between May and October 2020. Next, thousands of ballots listed as P.O. boxes, but they insert a suite, apartment, or unit number to give the appearance of physical address as required by law. Also, rental boxes at UPS and FedEx locations and even private mailbox stores disguising the box numbers the same way. I estimate the number of ballots that were requested by someone other than the registered Republican or requested and returned but not counted range between 90 and 98,000, says Stephen Miller, professor at Princeton and Yale, mathematician. Next, Sidney Powell just released an article detailing how Dominion's patent and proprietary code were given to a Chinese bank as collateral. There's no fraud here, folks. Let's just inaugurate Joe Biden. There's no fraud here. This is totally legal. Next, mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. That was sarcasm, by the way. Mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania were rejected for technical errors at a suspiciously low rate in some key counties. Don't worry about the election. President Trump's not going to win. I made effing sure of that, says Dr. Eric Coomer, VP of U.S. Engineering for U.S. Dominion Voting. Folks, you've been scammed. Next, Sidney Powell. Trump had at least 80 million votes. I bet he had 100 million votes from the evidence just that I've uncovered over the last few weeks. Next, crash or crazy town. Cash floods in Georgia from politicians, from celebrities, from Zuckerbergs. It's unbelievable. We are literally a banana republic, folks. I'm not kidding you. Tape a banana with duct tape onto your American flag. We are here. Next, about 73% of the Biden vote margin gain in Pennsylvania from areas given $18 million by Zuckerberg. There we go. Funded as the Safe Election Project. Everything that they say, like the Patriot Act, is the opposite. Everything. Next. More than double the vote margin is from illegal ballots. You can't even make this stuff up. Next, in sworn statement, prominent mathematician flags 100,000 Pennsylvania ballots. Next, Trump won 95% of bellwether counties, making Biden win statistically improbable. Next, treason. Governor, this is disturbing, folks. Governor Kemp of Georgia and Newsom of California was bought off by Communist China in COVID supply kickback and money laundering scheme. Why do you think Governor Kemp just changed his mind on signature verification? I think he's being looked at and for possible arrest. Next. How Pennsylvania was stolen. Secret spreadsheet has just emerged that the Democrat Party does not want you to see. Next, 30% of Democrats believe election was stolen from Trump and 87% from the Republican Party. From what I understand, and the Democrats who are coming to me, it's a lot higher than 30% because there's so much evidence and they feel our country is going to go down because of the agenda that's behind all this. And if all these Dominion execs have nothing to hide, why are they hiding from the people and lawyering up? That's called admission to guilt. Next, up to 25,000 ballots simultaneously. This is Twilight Zone stuff. Up to 25,000 mail-in ballots simultaneously requested by nursing home residents in Pennsylvania. Killing these poor people wasn't enough. They're using their names for false ballots. Next, Giuliani says votes from 28 states were sent to Germany and Spain to be fraudulently rigged by Smartmatic. Next, largest number of cluster votes in Wayne County came from, you're going to love this, folks, so you're sitting down, from psychiatric hospitals for patients with severe mental illness. They're digging up names from everywhere. This is fraud. This is fraud. This is fraud. Next, Sidney Powell says the Republican Governor Kemp of Georgia was paid to use Dominion voting machines. We just said that. This is from somebody else now. Next, Bill Gates, Microsoft designed election fraud software used by Dominion. Next, you know Bill Gates, the guy who wants to reduce population and says his vaccines are safe. That guy. Next. Michigan AG calls for criminal charges against GOP certifiers who won't fall in line. My gosh, Octomb, show me your papers. This is Nazi stuff. Next, 3 million dead voted, 7 million votes stolen from Donald J. Trump, says Sidney Powell. Next, Giuliani describes a Democrat whistleblower and Michigan back in play. Next, equipment found dumped on roadside in Georgia from a mostly Republican county. I mean, I think I've given every scenario possible of voter fraud over the past few weeks. I can't come up with anything anymore. And this is real stuff. Next, two women are following a shredder truck that just left Georgia election headquarters. I mentioned this. It's on video. A shredder truck is leaving election headquarters. Folks, if we give Joe Biden the presidency, America will fall. Will fall. I'm telling you right now. Next, federal lawsuits seeks to throw out 1.2 million flawed ballots in three Michigan counties guilty of voter fraud. And they're saying there's no evidence. Here's a good one. Absentee ballots with impossible return dates. I think I've gone over all this stuff. 15 counties allowed ballot curing. 14 did not in Pennsylvania. Folks, you can't have different rules, laws, and accountabilities based on different groups, never mind different counties in the same state. Next, RNC chair says Detroit election worker blows whistle on cheating operation. All election workers were reportedly told to backdate ballots. Backdate. Next, Dominion CEO says our machines rely on Chinese parts and screen interface download to chip level. People, we don't have an election. We have a Banana Republic theater.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you mentioned the Nazis, and on November 18th, the German parliament passed a law. It's called the Infection Protection Act. And in Germany, this is formally granting the government the authority to issue whatever edicts it wants under the illusion of protecting public health. So that means that in Germany, effective now, they can order lockdowns, curfews, they can ban demonstrations, they can raid homes and businesses, they can ban travel, they can order you to wear a mask, they can arrest people who they consider are dissidents, they can harass people. And it's all legitimate because it is now passed as the Infection Protection Act. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is you mentioned Nazi Germany, and this is now law in Germany. So could it happen here? Could it spread like a disease? Absolutely. Absolutely. So the stumblebum wants to confiscate your guns, and he wants to tax you first. And keep that in mind. What are you going to do? What are you going to do when they come for you? Rich?
Well, and keep in mind, that's one of the reasons why Trump said that Big Pharma was purposely delaying the coronavirus vaccine until after the election because they knew that they were going to select and illegally, fraudulently put Joe Biden in as the presidency. Okay, you got to remember the Geneva Convention, pardon me, and the Nuremberg Code. This is violating, when you're doing all these behaviors, especially injecting nanotechnology into people for the purpose of population depopulation, this is against the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. We have to remember that. Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm running out of time here. I'm going to mention a few more articles before I'm done. Putin says he's not ready to recognize Biden as U.S. president. We have more integrity than in Vladimir Putin, more common sense and logic than we do in the Democrat Party. How sad is that? Next, I want to remind people of a 2008 flashback when Barack Obama won his Senate seat by tossing ballots without matching signatures. I hope somebody in the White House is listening to this. Next, selling citizenship for profit. It's a scam tied to Jill Biden. Oh, yeah, let's put these people in the White House. Next, Science and Twitter says it will make Biden POTUS regardless of election outcome. Regardless of election outcome. This was all planned, all for show, all scripted. Next, House Dem blocks small business aid for fourth time because they don't want to give prosperity to the little people. They want you to be serfs so you can't combat their religion, their rules, their fake laws. It's an aristocracy serfdom relationship, very little left-right paradigm. Next, blatant attempt to kill Parler because they say it's dangerous for minors. No, it's not. It's because Parler, they don't want free speech. And folks, for you in Parler, I've never done Twitter or Facebook or any of that stuff. I just don't have time. But I'll be honest with you. Watch for threats, okay? Watch for threats from the left to the right, blaming patriots for, you know, civil war, or we're going to kill this person, we're going to kill that. That's what the left does. They go on places, on venues like Parler, so they can discredit them. Now, the fascist Facebook fact check is all to condition, groom, and cultivate and control your life. Their fact checkers are third-party contract groups made to discredit truth. And they even, these third-party contract groups, even write their own articles for references so they can give fake credibility. Be aware of all this. It's all part of the propaganda. Next, man who turned over Hunter Biden's laptop to the FBI forced to close his shop because of threats. Next, Trump lawyer placed under U.S. Marshal protection because he's being threatened. Next, the ACLU and the college professors are encouraging book burnings. They've been doing this for a long time, folks. Book burnings because this is Nazi Germany stuff. So when they call Trump a Nazi, it's the opposite. Everything they're doing, I've gone over this a million times with many different behaviors. Next, Facebook bans all defense of Rittenhouse because they don't want you to have guns. They don't want you to protect yourself. Vince, all these threats is very disturbing. Very, very scary. Your final thoughts. Thanks for letting me have all this time.
Well, my final thought is just another threat. Airbag recall. And this could affect you. Look up and see if your vehicle has an airbag recall. At least 7 million General Motors vehicles are affected. Nitroglycerin is used in airbags. I'm no kidding. And it makes a hand grenade out of your steering wheel. Look up your vehicle.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.